Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and has for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here coaching you every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share this call with other people. They can actually dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Now, we are starting a new series on this morning. We're starting a new series, and it's all about, do you really have an entrepreneurial spirit? We need to know, what does it really take to have an entrepreneurial spirit? I know for some people, this is something that is just natural, or people say it's in their nature or meaning. But is that really? I truly do believe that God has given everyone an entrepreneurial spirit. He is a God of no limits. And so entrepreneurship gives you the opportunity to have limitless success. But of course, it takes some things. It takes more of you to have limitless success. And most people are unwilling to give that. And so we just came off of a series about the number one way to secure or ensure your success is to give 100%. But that is going to take you to be an entrepreneur. I'm telling you right now, employees, it's already set up and designed for limits. There's nothing wrong with employeeship. There's nothing wrong with employeeship, but we're talking about the freedom that lies within entrepreneurship and especially in network marketing. I'm getting some texts right now. It seems like some people can't hear, but what we're going to do is we're going to get the recording out to everybody. I got to keep rolling because God has me really, really hot on this subject. And so what you need to know is that for me, I've been an entrepreneur my entire life. No one would give me a job. It's not that I never tried to apply. Even when I was younger, they just wouldn't give me a job, not even at the local grocery store. I had no idea that it was a setup for such a time as this. And so here in the book of Proverbs, we're coming out of, it's just so fitting that when we start talking about business and money and things like that, I don't know who is stronger at that than King Solomon. And I don't think it was all about his skill. It was definitely because he asked for wisdom. And the wisdom is going to lead us to thinking bigger. Our perspective will now become limitless. Most people, the reason why they're not successful at entrepreneurship is because they see all the limits. They see all the obstacles. And we want to clear the forest for the trees so you can start seeing opportunity. So in the book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 29, it reads this. Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. The English Standard Version reads such as this. Do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men. As an entrepreneur, having the spirit of an entrepreneur, you've got to up-level your skills in your work. You want to build big teams. You want to do huge things. But to have the ultimate skills, it's more than prospecting and recruiting. It's when what's important to God becomes important to you, and then now he can pour into you and allow you to do big business. So we have to ask the Lord on today. We got to go to him in prayer and say, Lord, show us how to be more skillful, and what are the skills that we need in order for us to stand before kings, Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day, this day you've made, and we're so glad and joyous that you've let us be here another day in the land of the living. Father God, we ask that your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, come in like a flood, take over like never before here at Power Start Your Day. We are embarking on requiring some additional information from you. Only we're counting on your wisdom, not our own. We want to understand, what does it really take to have the spirit of an entrepreneur, but the way you intended for us, not the way that men have perceived it to us, not the way that men have described it to us. We want to know, what is entrepreneurship at the core? As we are seeking you, your face, not your hand. As we are seeking you, so we can truly have the mind of Christ that will submit our entire being and our ways to you and to you only. Bless us as we go out and do great exploits in your name. We'll be careful to acknowledge you in all of our ways. We're thanking you for all the people you're sending to us from the north, south, east, and west. Let our barns be filled with overflow only as we follow your commandments. We're thanking you, O Father God, that we are submitting to your perfect will. We don't want the permissive will in our life. We want exactly what you intended. And we thank you and we honor you. And we seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So as we are talking about entrepreneurship here, guys, you know, what is an entrepreneur? I know for me, it didn't look all glamorous. You know, they have magazines, entrepreneur magazines, Forbes magazine talks about entrepreneurship and they only talk about it at the top. But they don't get real clear on the nitty gritty. Even the way they tell the stories of the bottom, like when people are going from the bottom to the top, they even make the bottom look glorious. And it's like, can get really gruesome. And this is why most people don't make it in entrepreneurship, because they think that it's pretty, because no one notices you. No one's talking about you until you're doing something great. So people who are moving in from entrepreneur, going into entrepreneurship, especially outside of people who've been employees all their life and they grew up in families that were employees, it's like kind of distorted view of what does it really take to be an entrepreneur. It's either people are thinking that it's glamorous or they feeling like it's way too much responsibility to bear. So they rather say, you know what, count me out. But let's talk about what an entrepreneur is. It's a person who, they'll take a risk to start their own business with their own money. Now, I can tell you this. I know when people say, well, no, you got a loan. It's still something you got to pay back. So you still ultimately are going to have to create the income, and you're going to have to do the work so you can pay that loan back, even if it's a loan. And that's why when people say, oh, they think it's taboo for people to go and get loans to start network marketing businesses. It's not. It's a true business. If you were going to start a franchise, wouldn't you go get a loan? It's okay. The thing is it may be way less and the return can be way more if you truly adopt the spirit of an entrepreneur. You're going to invest. You're going to take risk. And you're going to go for it until you get the outcome that you're looking for. The only way to get that outcome is you're going to have to up level your skills. Entrepreneurs are those who inspire people. Especially in network marketing, you got to inspire people and motivate them into action. But the way you do that is through your results, through you going to do it. So I want to talk about on today, as we start talking about people who have the spirit of entrepreneurship, what are some of the skills that they have to acquire, the skills that they have to have. The first one I can think of is being disciplined. This is so fitting that we build our business off of biblical principles, is because diligent followers of Christ or disciplined followers of Christ are called disciples. They studied, they walked with him, they went in the trenches with him. Network marketing leaders and entrepreneurs, they're going to do the same thing with their teams. They're not going to be too good to get their hands dirty regularly. I see sometimes people say, hey, I am an entrepreneur, I'm a leader in network marketing, but so many things are hands off. They're not disciplined in what they're doing. And discipline only comes through consistency and correction. Because if you're doing it and you're not getting the results, you may have to correct. You may have to steer a little to the left or a little to the right. And then you have to keep at it. Discipline will allow you to move every hindrance out the way that's stopping you from being consistent. You can't be disciplined without regularity. And this is why we train people on the 555, which saying, hey, you're just going to share and get five people to see what you got five times a week. And you're going to use the five question close. People with entrepreneurial spirit is going to welcome, I'm going to use this system until I see results. I'm going to work on and master this system until I see results. I'm going to do it. I'm going to choose five times a day, five times a week, and I'm going to share this five times a day, and I'm going to use the five question close until I see results. People with an entrepreneurial spirit are going to realize, like, you know what? I want to take the systematic way approach or the systematic approach to my success because this will allow me to create a regimen, a routine, regularity, consistency. Be disciplined. Now, if you're out there and you're already operating in discipline, you're going to be a person that can teach discipline. You don't have to teach it by pulling out the rod. Your results are going to speak for itself. Now, I can tell you discipline is not easy in the beginning. As a matter of fact, discipline is something that some people rebuke. It reminds them of when they were with their parents. And for some parents, they were not disciplining their children. So now it's foreign to them. But I need you to know the spirit of a true entrepreneur, there's discipline. Discipline means I'm doing it no matter the circumstances. That's discipline. Now, I can tell you, there are some people who are very disciplined in some areas that is serving them and some discipline in some areas that's not serving them. You need to review and say, you know what? If I'm trying to be a network marketing entrepreneur, if I want the spirit of entrepreneurship, I got to check out my discipline. Now on today, you know, obviously, since we're having tech difficulties, we won't be able to open the call, but I need you to start searching yourself and say, wow, where am I with my discipline? Your discipline is going to lead you into being a self-starter. No one has to tell you what to do to get up and start your day. You still press and snooze 3, 4, 5, 6 times when you know you have work to do. Becoming a self-starter, saying I'm going to keep going until I get it done. Discipline. As we review all the other traits that make it clear that you have the entrepreneurial spirit, if not, if this is something that you want, you're going to want to definitely log into tomorrow's series. I want you to ask God to show you the way to the Spirit of the Entrepreneur. I'll see you guys soon. I know what you guys, I don't know about you, but my day is planned. We talk about calendars all the time. I sure have one. And I hope that this recording gets to you because, and you listen to it and you share it. Because it's going to be extremely important that if you want to take your spot at the top, you have to start thinking like, you have to start being like, you're going to have the spirit of an entrepreneur.